On the afternoon of July 18th, Uncle Alex has made plans to attend a gathering near Dock Square. He feels it will be an event of great importance and surely one that his young nephew should see. Ben is always excited to go places with his uncle and very agreeable to the invitation. As the two begin to walk toward Dock Square, Ben's cousin Betsy races out of the Edwards home and follows them. She yells out to her cousin, "You forgot this, Ben!" Betsy runs up to him with his spyglass. "Thanks, Betsy," says Ben. Betsy turns to Uncle Alex and says, "Can I come too, Uncle Alex?" Her uncle smiles and responds, "Surely you can." When they arrive at Dock Square, they follow others down Shrimpton's Lane to King Street. A large crowd is assembled here near the townhouse. Young Ben grows excited. He says, "Uncle, what is happening?" Betsy, surrounded by people, calls out above the noise, "Uncle, I can't see anything." Uncle Alex lifts her above the crowd and comments, "My dear Betsy, you're not as light as you used to be." Then, from the second floor of the townhouse, a door swings open, and Colonel Thomas Crafts steps out onto the balcony. The enthusiastic crowd cheers. With a voice strong and loud, he begins to speak.
"Fellow citizens of Boston, I now read the recent declaration adopted by Congress in Philadelphia, July 4th, 1776.
The crowd roars as he continues.
"The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another."
Ben watches the events through the lens of his spyglass. He soon hears,
"We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness."
As the reading continues, Ben notices a flag waving in the breeze above the townhouse. It contains a circle of 13 stars in a blue field, surrounded by 13 alternating red and white stripes. No one else can see it but Ben. It is visible only through the lens of his spyglass. Had he seen this before? Could it be a future symbol for this new nation? 13 stars and stripes for the 13 United States? As the final lines of the Declaration of Independence are being read, Ben gets one more vision through the lens of his spyglass. This one is not for his new country, but for his cousin. Betsy had been patient as she waited for clues about her future. She would ask Ben each week, but he never had anything to tell her. How he hated to disappoint her. Now he had something. It didn't make sense, but that didn't matter. Betsy's future would be linked to the following three things: a tall man with whiskers, the number 16, and the name Lincoln. Ben is certain of it. When the speech ends, the crowd erupts with applause and shouts of "God save our American states" fill the air. Artillery pieces fire, bells ring, and there is a great celebration. Uncle Alex lowers Betsy to the ground, and Ben tells her about her future. Later this day, the royal symbols of the lion and unicorn are removed from the townhouse and burned in a bonfire in Dock Square. King Street will soon be renamed State Street, and the townhouse will be called the State House. For now, Uncle Alex gathers the children and explains what they have just seen. "Today is a glorious day," he proclaims. "We have all witnessed the birth of freedom and the beginning of our new nation." The children follow their uncle as the crowd begins to leave. On the way home, Betsy holds out her hands and says, I'm tired, Uncle Alex. Can you pick me up? Alexander reaches down and elevates his 10-year-old niece to a safe perch on his broad shoulders. Betsy asks, Am I too heavy, Uncle? Alexander pauses for a moment and then responds, Betsy, you'll never be too heavy for me to carry. Betsy smiles and then whispers, I love you, Uncle. On they walk through the cobblestone streets of Boston, Ben clutching his spyglass and Betsy clutching her Uncle Alex. In a matter of moments, all three disappear around a bend in the road.